It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. An annual biking event will be centered on the Western Slope this June. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Colorado Bicycle Tour is a massive bike race through the Rocky Mountains, and this year, the city of Montrose will be hosting the starting line and the finish line. This is Stacy Ryan with the City of Montrose Office of Business and Tourism.
We partnered with the Bicycle Tour Colorado in 2014. We were day two. It started and ended in Gunnison that year. They were really excited about how much we rolled out the red carpet for them, and they decided to make us the start and finish for this year, which is really great for us and for tourism.
She says tourism is one of the biggest economic drivers in the area, and this event will bring in a lot of people.
This is about 600-plus cyclists, plus they have about 70 staff that travel with them. So it's a big group of people. There are people who camp. The site for the start and finish is Rotary Park. So they do use the facilities at Columbine, and then they have a lot of the cyclists will camp out in the back. But a large number of them will also use our hotels, including the staff.
Other businesses will benefit, too, from the influx. The tourism office is also coordinating shuttles around the city and putting on live music and a bike-in theater.
And then the other thing we do is we have a registration for Bicycle Tour Colorado participants to hop on a tour bus and go up to the Black Canyon for a couple hours, and they're registering as we speak. That's how we expose them. We just kind of whet their appetite to different assets that we have. They're feeling the love. We want them to come back. And, you know, even more importantly, a lot of the demographic for the bicycle tour is 45 to 55 and above. So it's not unheard of at all that people who do this kind of leisure group activity, that they're actually shopping communities for potential retirement or relocation. So that's something else that we're sensitive to.
Ryan estimates conservatively that the city will feel the impact of $100,000 in just 2 days. The race takes place from June 19th to the 25th. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A wreck outside of Paonia resulted in a motorcyclist sustaining serious injuries. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
On Wednesday afternoon, an SUV collided with a motorcycle at the intersection of Crawford Road and Stewart Mesa Road. 40-year-old Larry Griffiths of Paonia was riding the motorcycle. Officials with Colorado State Patrol say he wasn't wearing a helmet. Trooper Michael Hawk responded to the accident.
I found the motorcycle rider on the ground and the motorcycle on its side in the middle of the intersection. Paramedics from Paonia were already on scene tending to him. The driver of the SUV seemed fine. She was a little shooken up. I began my investigation of the crash. I talked to the driver of the SUV. She said that she was making a left turn from Crawford Road onto Stewart Mesa Road. It was clear that he had the right-of-way. There's about a mile of visibility. The driver of the SUV should have seen him and not turned in front of him. So she was cited for careless driving, causing bodily injury, and failure to yield the right-of-way when turning left in front of traffic.
Hawk says Griffiths was transported via care flight to St. Mary's in Grand Junction, and he was later transferred to a hospital in Denver. The 65-year-old driver of the SUV walked away okay. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
An arrest was officially made in the death of a 2-year-old Montrose girl. Last February, Toby Doyle was found unresponsive and died a day later. According to the Daily Press, Julie Huff is accused of felony child abuse resulting in death. A warrant was served at the jail as Huff was already under arrest for alleged parole violation. With 3 of the 4 largest American coal companies in bankruptcy, a federal regulator gave a blunt assessment on Wednesday about potential problems with future coal mine cleanup. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
In March, an environmental group called Wild Earth Guardians filed a petition with the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement, or OSMRE. In it, they called on regulators to update the rules governing something called self-bonding. Self-bonding allows financially healthy coal companies to basically promise that they'll clean up their mines without having to put up any real financial assurances. But recent bankruptcies have left hundreds of millions of dollars in self-bonded cleanup costs still on the books. In a conference call with reporters on Wednesday, OSMRE Director Joe Pizarczyk explained the petition demanding stronger regulations will be published in the Federal Register for public comment on Friday. He then listed off what he called grave concerns about whether bankruptcy will allow coal companies to abandon cleanup and
whether the cost to restore the land and water will be shifted to taxpayers, and whether the existing regulations are adequate to protect people, society, and the environment from the adverse effects of coal mining.
Pizarczyk said that after evaluating the public comments, he may even decide to conduct an investigation or hold hearings to find out what states knew and when.
Why were the states of, like, Texas and Colorado successful in getting replacement bonds from bankrupt companies and other states did not? Was there any kind of collusion or misfeasance or malfeasance out there? I think the public needs to know the answers to those questions.
Peabody Energy, the world's largest coal company, declared bankruptcy in April with over $1 billion in self-bonded cleanup costs for mines all over the country. Just before filing, Peabody replaced its self-bonds in Colorado. In Wyoming, the company still has over $800 million in self-bonded cleanup costs. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.